Garth Wongeman says he felt as if he were living in the Twilight Zone Monday when he heard the news. The Supreme Court did not step into Wisconsin's battle over same-sex marriage, so it became legal.
I did not expect this whatsoever. I thought we would have to wait at least until June when they make their most controversial decisions, and then they head out of town for the summer. So I figured this would be one of those cases.
Now Wongeman and his partner of 37 years plan to marry in November. A few of the other couples who gathered Monday at the LGBT Center in Milwaukee also have plans to wed in Wisconsin, but there are other steps they intend to take as well. For instance, Cammy Young and Karina Wills will add a second parent's name to their six-month-old's birth certificate.
So when she was born, we were unsure of how to proceed as far as the birth certificate, and when we talked to the lady at the hospital, she talked to the state, and the state said that they would reject the birth certificate or send it back
if we attempted to submit it with both of our names on it. So the birth certificate just had Cammy's name on it.
Other couples now want absolute power to make medical decisions for each other or the ability to file income taxes jointly. Some want to purchase a family health insurance plan. Larry Dupuy expects most employers in Wisconsin to accommodate newly married same-sex couples. Dupuy is an attorney with the ACLU of Wisconsin. It fought on the couple's behalf.
They should be able to go to their employer and say, I am married. Treat me like every other married couple. This lawsuit may not be the end of the road if, for example, the employer is Hobby Lobby. There may be a fight, but I think most employers are recognizing that it's to their advantage to give these benefits because it opens up their workforce to talented people.
Dupuy praised the same-sex couples who initiated the lawsuit in Wisconsin. He said the change has happened because they shared their private stories with family and the courts and the public. Garth Wongeman says the legal victory means more to him, though, than getting married.
The other thing that makes me glad about all this is that future generations of people that want to marry their same-sex partner will have the ability to do that. And I want to hear one of them, you know, before I die, say, what was the big deal? What was this all about? That would make me feel that then we accomplished what we wanted to.
Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says his office admirably defended Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage. Voters approved it in 2006. Now he says everyone must respect the court's action and administer the law fairly. The state will undoubtedly have to update a range of legal documents. While the Supreme Court did brush aside Wisconsin's appeal, the justices could someday take up other states' cases on same-sex marriage. Then a ruling would have national implications. In the meantime, gay and lesbian marriage is now legal in 30 states. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.